Town of Merle Zoning Board, Wednesday, 28th of October, 2020.
Better.
I'm going to keep looking for him, though, and we do have the, I see the applicant is on our persistent list, so.
Oh, you gave us, I printed out the sheet, then you gave us the sheet, right?
Yes, yep. Yep.
I have a post printed, so I just keep that in there.
Okay, call this meeting to order. Zoning board, goes. And I ask the members to review the minutes of last meeting. Are there any additions or corrections?
No.
Can we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve minutes.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. We have a crown of gold, I think we got.
Nelson, are you there?
Here.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Can you see us okay?
Yep.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
We do have the applicant here, so.
Okay, we'll start with the appeal number 831, which is requested Nelson Sharon.
833.
833. Yeah, I remember.
I wondered about that.
Appeal number 833, which is appeal of Nelson Sharon, is that correct?
Sharon.
Sharon, okay. 248 Pleasant Way, Southland Falls, number 12803, for area variance pursuant to chapter 149, article 5, section 149-59A, and town law 267B, applicant proposing to construct a drive addition that will not meet the required front yard setback in R1 one family residential district. This property is designated as 50.1-1, 50.6-1-4 on the town assessment map. Okay, Mr. Sharon, can you tell us what you do?
He said, can I tell you what I'm doing there?
Yeah. Just describe the project.
Yeah, the project overall, you see I got a little addition, bedroom over the garage that I have a building permitted application in right now for. But the garage addition is the only part that crosses the line. The garage is going to be just an extra parking and also a spot for hobbies for, you know, my two boys and I. Maybe tinker on cars and a motorcycle or something like that. And then upstairs, I did add a trusses so I could have, you know, more space for, like, this remote learning with COVID and everything going on. And also to store some pool equipment, furniture and stuff. And just general storage. And a place for my kids to kind of go. We're all cramped up a little bit, so that was basically the overall plan in the garage.
Yeah, it's the garage that's the concern. The rest of the project is really not an issue here at all. The concern, of course, is that it really encroaches on the front setback a lot.
Correct.
There's no, you know, one of the significant conditions for granting a variance is that it not be a substantial, well, it can be a substantial variance, but that's one of the things we look at. That's one of the major things that we look at. And this is a substantial variance.
Right. Up by the driveway, it was less, and it gradually gets more as it goes down. It's the way the house is sitting on the property, I guess.
Right.
I needed 15 feet up by the driveway, and I ended up needing 20 and a half feet on the back end. With what I wanted, you know, if we can, you know, I can make the garage smaller or shift the overlap on the other garage a little. But what does it show on this print is the pool area behind it. About 6 or 7 feet behind it.
Yeah, it does show the pool on the plot, on the site.
Oh, right.
So we kind of get it. I mean, you're basically your house and the pool fills in basically the whole area, the buildable area of that on that lot. And I guess that's that makes it hard to do anything within that this big. And I guess that's I'm thinking that maybe. When we look at that, it's difficult. What is it you want more space for your cars?
Is that correct? I'd like to put two cars in there.
I'm sorry.
One for a hobby car, and then one just my vehicle. Right now, we only can park one in the garage. Typical garage, snowblower and mowers in our existing garage. And then have a little spot for you and the boys to do some tinkering on things. That was the plan.
Yeah.
If I'm saying that right, the new garage would be 32 feet wide?
34 by 32. So it was 34 long, or one more.
It's 34 deep and 32 wide, right? It's not my way to look at it. I mean, I'm looking at the garage door. So I'm saying it's 34 feet deep, and then it's 32 feet wide out toward the road. That would be from the garage
correct.
Door. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I said you didn't want to use the
So the width is the problem. That's what brings it all to mind.
Right. So we're looking at the
concern that I have, when I look at this and I look at that neighborhood and I go by there a lot, is that it's kind of, this is the entrance, this is the first house in that development, and it kind of it stands out. It would stand, it doesn't stand out now, it looks it fits in. They're all big houses in that neighborhood on smaller lots, and so I'm just thinking that's kind of the nature of the neighborhood, to make a big garage like this is going to change kind of the character of the neighborhood, I think.
Yeah. And if it's standard, it doesn't just break down the corner.
Right.
So,
my personal opinion on this.
Okay, go ahead.
On this plot drawing, it's showing the property line. If you see it in person, there's a ton of grass right there. I think I have a lot bigger lot than everybody in my neighborhood. By about close to side of it. There's a lot of grass on the corner. The property line is showing, then you see the road line is back part of there. You know, it's quite a bit of grass there. It's not going to approach on the corner at all.
Well, certainly it's set out a lot further towards the road than any other house in development. And it would certainly, and it does. I mean, the property line is only what we can consider. We can't consider any grass or anything that's growing from the property line out to the side of the road because that really doesn't belong to you. So that really can't be taken into consideration.
Correct. Well,
and there is quite a bit of light grass between the property line and the road.
Right. I guess I would ask how much relief that you would offer me to have there. I guess is the goal. I mean, that was the garage side I wanted, but if we can knock it down there and still get two cars in there, maybe, or, you know, we got to follow the rules, I understand. I don't know if we can come to a smaller garage, or I didn't have a drawing yet, because my engineer said, wait, she okay? You know, we're going to draw it, so. Basically just an idea right now.
We did have a properly noticed hearing. We didn't get any written comment, but I do see there is one other person on, maybe two. It looks like two people on the call, so I don't know if that's in relationship to the the hearing or not. We didn't get any written correspondence, but it was properly noticed.
Why don't we see if there's any...
So you're opening the hearing then?
Why don't we open the public hearing?
All right. Because we have a Ron here. Ron, are you there? Are you here for the hearing, Ron?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, the chairman just opened a public hearing, so you're able to speak.
You guys are breaking up big time.
Did you have any comment, Ron, on the application?
Yeah. Not sure what the heck is going on here.
Sounds like you got two microphones going on, maybe. Do you have you're getting a reverberation there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Alright. Well, I'm curious as to how much of that lot it's going to take up. I mean, that's right in the front yard. That's going to change the whole appearance of the whole neighborhood.
And can you tell us your full name and where you live to the playground?
Could you give us your full name and address, Ron, for the record?
Yeah, I'm Ronald Campbell, 46 Pheasant Way.
So you're a neighbor.
Well, the footprint of the garage, as I've heard the deliberation so far, it's 32 by 34.
Yeah, see, my attached garage is 24 by 24. I mean, and that's two cars. And that's attached to my house on the side. I mean, I don't really know about this. I mean, this is taking up a lot of property right in the front yard if somebody's, you know. You're pulling right in the neighborhood. It's right there. Well, what is this going to do to the value of the houses in here?
Well, I think you have raised a good question. It's a valid concern.
That's a big concern.
Yeah.
The value of the houses and the looks of the neighborhood. I mean, put that big of a garage in the front yard. I don't know about it, I'll be honest with you.
Well, and we can look at the width of the garage, Mr. Sherman, what we, as far as the depth and that,
Because it needs a standard for that.
It needs a standard, but the width of the garage, which is how close it comes to yours, a Pheasant Way, that's a concern that you're saying, right, Ron?
Yes.
Okay. We have
the whole size of the thing and where it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if it was over on the side of the house, it would be different. Like over on lot one, that's a little different. You know, it's sitting back behind the house a little bit and everything else. This is going to be right out in front of the house, right on the main road when you pull in.
Yes. Okay. Any other concerns?
Traffic. I mean, I get a lot of people I'm a big U-turn spot in the whole neighborhood here. It seems like everybody that pulls in is a big U-turn right in my driveway. I know Nelson just started a new business. I'm not sure if it's going to be used for plumbing heating supplies for his new business or what, That concerns me also.
No, we already have a shop. I'm not going to use it for that.
No offense, but it is a concern of mine.
Good. Understand.
Okay. Well, I mean, we have to take Mr. Chairman's word for it that he's not going to be doing business there. And if he does do business there, then that's a violation. So.
That's correct.
That's a whole other issue now.
That's right.
So anyways, are there any other concerns? Are there any other people that are...
You said it was
no, there aren't any concerns.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to move on to the next...
Yeah, that person left. It could have been Tony from the town making sure that meeting came off okay. Sometimes I check in to make sure all the video interviewing work. So, Ron, I'm going to mute you for now, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right? All right, but you're certainly welcome to continue to listen to the board delivery. So, but I'm going to mute you for now.
I think that, you know, he expressed the very same concerns that we're expressing.
Right.
So our question is you know, what, and I think that he asks us this, the applicant asks us, is there something that we can do? And, I mean, I think it's a tough spot, but we have gave some of these in the past. I mean, we've done it for Portland, we've done it for things, but it's limited because of the location. I am personally not in favor of anywhere near this much relief on that front setback. I think the front setbacks are really tough. I mean, it's a very big building that has a really changed the character of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I think that's tough. But
I guess I tried to raise a couple thoughts in my notes to you. One was obviously the width, mm-hmm. but also the height. I think the mass has got, so, you know, I guess the first question is there a possibility that a one-car garage could be, you know, sufficient? And that would reduce the width.
Well, a one-car garage would require no relief.
I think he's going to need some relief there of some sort, given the property line there and the width. I mean, just looking at this, it looks like you'd have some relief, but it would be a drastic reduction in the amount requested.
Right.
So that's a question for the applicant. I don't know if a one-car garage would work, because there already are two spaces in the current garage that's there. So that would be three instead of four spaces.
Right.
I mean, if we were able to... He was looking for 20 feet, right?
Yeah.
20 feet, 25, so...
Yeah, 68%.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking, would he be able to do something that was 10 feet to the eve of the...
Right. And then, yeah, that's the other thing, Nelson. It is to the overhang, the eve of the building, you know, the edge of the soffit. That's where the setback's measured from. Not the
right.
building. It's not the building wall.
Right.
Right.
So is there any chance a one-car garage would work for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I want to see what I can get approved, and then if I have to move the garage back, I guess, to the east towards the pool and overlap it on the other one more, I can't go too far. I can use the garage that has the fence. That was my worst option, but, mm-hmm. you know, and then I can make it not as wide. Mm-hmm. I was trying to use my existing driveway for an entry, you know.
No, I appreciate what you're trying to do there, but we're just trying to get it a compromise, maybe.
Right. I'd be more working out of that.
So
I think about this, you're going faster than using this for work, for my business.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's good to hear. So are you saying you would move the garage back a little ways?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the swimming pool?
I can't remember exactly. I think I've got four or six feet left there, so the fence. There's like some stone around it. You can see there's like a little line there in the fence.
Right. And then you would continue to have a two-car garage there. Is that correct? Is that correct?
Well, that. I think that would be what you'd shoot for.
Are you talking, Gary, about the existing one or the one he's proposing?
The one he's proposing.
If he moved it back towards the pool, and we gave him 10 feet of relief, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't want anybody else to spot that, but if we were to give him 10 feet of relief to the E, he'd still be able to have two cars right there. He might not be able to get a door wide enough to put two cars in right straight, but we could put them in and move it over. I think 10 feet is pushing it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you're still at...
You're still at...
Yeah.
A large percent. You're at 30%, right?
Right.
I mean, that would be 30%.
And I think Jim's point about the massiveness of that addition is part of the issue. You know, it just stands out when you enter that development. And that's another question that we, another condition here is that, that there would not be a substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to adjoining properties. And that's your neighbor's concern.
Well, if you moved it back to that much taller, and if you look at this drawing, if that's realistic, it would almost look like this roughly the same as the house. If you moved it back that much.
And Nelson, is the second floor critical? The storage on the second floor?
No. I mean, originally I had a drop down stairs, and it wasn't as tall, but I kind of wanted to use this space for something. I don't know.
I mean, I gotta say, you're somebody who looks like they take care of their property and they pay attention to the details. And I just gotta say, architecturally, I really think through the idea of a two-story garage in the front of that house. It's really gonna look
different. It changes the entire look of the house.
I'm just saying that, that's just advisory. You know, that we have no regulation about that or anything like that.
Correct. He's meeting the height requirement.
Well, you know, but the fact of the matter is if we decide to grant 10-foot relief from the setback, we can have other conditions.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that's still a substantial relief, and it's still a substantial compared to the rest of the neighborhood that house is going to stand out. And if the less we have to stand out, I mean, it's not ugly. I'm not saying that by any means. Please don't take me wrong. It looks nice. It's a beautiful drawing. You guys did it with your designer, the beautiful job of showing us just what you're doing, and even show us the plot, But nevertheless, it's a massive garage in a residential neighborhood. Because if you set it back 10 more feet and make it a little bit smaller height wise, fits in there.
I don't have a concern with height if it's moved ahead. Okay. Only because I think it would almost look like an L. I mean, what you're going to see in front is going to look like a house. And you're saying you have to draw on top of it. So you're looking at it, it's almost like an L, almost the same height. So, I mean, I hear you, it is a big structure, but when I look at the rendering of it, it doesn't really, if you move it back 10 feet, I don't think it would look, that's making it stick out more.
Yeah.
You know, now it's going to look more like close to a house.
Yeah, a little bit more than
that. I mean, yeah, not as much.
The only thing is there really enough room to put a garage door if you move it back 10 feet? Is that going to work with the garage?
Well, looking at the second page where they have the floor plan, you can get a pretty good perspective because the overhead door that's shown, if you take that down to a single door, I think the 20-foot relief. You know, the 20-foot, I mean, not 20 feet of relief, but 20, pulling in the 20 feet with a 10 feet of relief would work.
But there would be enough room for the door.
Well, like you said, there'd be a single, and then it would,
And you can
work
at
an angle. Right.
And you don't have to go with it. I mean, you can get a single door that's 10 foot wide. It doesn't have to be 8 foot wide.
Right.
You can make a wider single door that allows you to put two vehicles in and then do them out.
Well, if we give you a that relief that we're talking about, how you manage that is
right. Yeah. Exactly.
That's what we have our concern.
Yeah.
So I'm not hell bent on saying that it's gotta be smaller. You know, that is a concern. I mean, to me, you're gonna be, we do have this development, this neighborhood. Large houses on these
small
footprints. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room left. So are we going to be getting a lot of this stuff, and that's a concern of mine.
Mm-hmm.
If we start saying, you know, this is okay, I take Kevin's point about, you know, that it would look okay.
Yeah, if you look at this, and you envision taking that back 10 feet on a nod, and then
the dimensions, what's the depth on that?
It's 34 feet.
What's the width?
About 30 feet wide right now.
It's 32 feet wide?
Yeah.
From the, so you're going to cut off 10 feet of that. That's a third.
Right. And he's thinking he can move it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we can move back towards the pool, so we can add that 6 feet or something.
So you're saying he can give us 5 towards the fence. We ask for a minimum of 10 coming off Pheasant.
Right.
Looking at it.
Right. The maximum 10, yeah.
Yeah.
We can only allow 10 foot to the E.
To the E.
Right.
Yeah, you're saying 20 foot setback.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really, I think what I'm trying to, I always kind of weigh, you know, what we've done, how we treated the children, we want to be fair.
Yeah.
And I think that we've certainly given people some relief on the front, you know, in many different developments and many different circumstances. I'm speaking for myself personally, I think I can live with giving them 10 foot relief. I can live with that, and I think because it is a beautiful building, if you're going to build that structure, I think setting it back that much away from the road would make it a little bit more, it would be a lot less intrusive than intrusive.
I guess, you know, when I look at the requirements to grant a variance, the first one is that the strict application of this dimensional requirements would result in specified practical difficulties to the applicant. And we've been a little bit more strict on that than we have in the past.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, this is your home, you've got two boys, and you want to have them work with your young cars, and it is COVID, and they want to.
And it's wonderful that they want to do some things at home and together. I mean,
I'm inclined to say yes, there is a difficulty.
That is a difficulty.
Yeah. And also, I think the difficulty is the fact that in this development, at least in this lot, pretty much the buildable area is gone.
Yeah, I mean, he only has, that's the only place he
can. Well, there is a practical difficulty associated with the corner lot.
Right, he's got a corner lot with all the setbacks.
The two front setbacks.
And that is true, too.
And that limits him to where he can put it. And if you look at the size of the lot, he's got a beautiful pool there and everything. He doesn't have a lot of other options. If he wants to have an extra, even an accessory garage, is what a lot of us do, he really doesn't have that, isn't really an option.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, the fact that it's a corner lot makes it work. The next is how substantial the request of variance in relationship to the requirements. We kind of, you know, don't like to give more than 50%, so at this point we're giving 30%. There's no hard and fast rule on that, but I think that's, I'm comfortable enough with that. If any of you disagree, please speak up or pass any comments. The next is that the difficulty cannot be alleviated by some practical method feasible for the applicant to pursue, and I think we've covered that. If there will be no substantial change in the character of the neighborhood or veterans in these kind of properties. That's number 4. We're pushing it, but I think it'll make it less of an issue. Are you agreeing with that?
Yeah.
And the last is if the parents are not materially detrimental to the purpose of the chapter. Property, and I'm not going to be hoping, but basically it's the same thing as done before.
I always thought that last one is the critical one. It's the benefit to the applicant, is it outweighed by the detriment to the neighborhood? And I think if you make this adjustment in the relief, then it's tipped back the other way.
No, I think we're looking out for the neighbors,
right?
As well, that was the judgment that we're trying to judge. It's a difficult thing. We want to be fair to the applicant, we want to be fair to all the neighbors.
All right, is the other gentleman still on? Does he have any input or comments?
He's still on, I can unmute him if you'd like.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly would like to hear everyone's thought.
We have a closed public hearing.
Ron, are you there still, Ron?
Just give your perspective.
He's muted himself, so I'm asking him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear the board's deliberation at this point?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's tough to hear you a little bit.
It's kind of hard to hear you.
Well, what's being considered, just to summarize, is the board is discussing the idea of we have 20 feet of relief requested, and the board's considering a reduction to 10 feet. So there's a 20-foot setback and 10 feet of relief.
20-foot setback from where?
From the property line.
So that's not the side of the road. That's his property line.
Because the property line is actually, I'm just eyeballing here, the property line is probably another 10 feet back from the edge of the pavement.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's going to take 10
right.
feet off the front of the road.
He needs to have 10 feet of clearance from the road.
He would have 20. I'm sorry, what did he say?
He would have 30 feet of clearance from the road, roughly.
Right. The garage would be 30 feet from the side of the road. We're considering giving him 10 feet of relief on the 30-foot setback, which means from his property line to the eave of the garage, it would be 20 feet. You would have to maintain 20 feet.
And roughly 30 feet from the pavement edge.
Yeah.
That's a lot better than what it was before.
That was what our hope was. We're trying to mediate this so that it works for the neighbors and it gives him the ability to still have his garage.
Is it possible to drive to go beside of this fence between Williams Street and his pool?
No, is there room here at all?
No, because the setback on that side, near the street, is the same.
All right.
The other thing he suggested doing is he's going to slide the building more towards the pool as well, and away from the road.
I mean, just a thought.
I hear you, but there's no buildable spot there on the side by Williams Street.
No.
And that's what we talked about. The fact is that in our town with the front, when you have a corner lot, you have two front setbacks.
Right.
So he's mm-hmm. got the same setback
on both
Williams Street as it does on Dozen Lane.
Yeah, my pool fence is basically the setback line.
Yeah.
On the north, on Williams Street.
Yes. Yeah.
And that is a hardship. I mean, that's part of the hardship
that's why we're trying to give him some relief that would allow him to be able to build the garage.
Mm-hmm. 30 feet is probably going to put it back to almost where the house is at, right?
It'd be close, a lot closer to it. So that was kind of my thought when I was looking at his drawing. He has very nice.
Yeah, I mean, approximately about where the house is. Not the attached garage, the house, yeah. Yep.
I think it'll look a lot more uniform, look a lot more, I think, be more pleasing to people as they drive.
It would definitely make it look a lot more residential.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do.
Alright, are you all set with?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I'm going to mute you again while the board continues to deliberate, but you're welcome to stay on.
Something like that. Alright.
I would just acknowledge that as part of the record. Yep, sir, there's no exemption. It's a type 2 action.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion for appeal number 843.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'll make a motion for appeal. What was it, 833?
Yes.
That we allow 10 foot of relief from the front setback, and that 10 foot of relief is to the eave of the building.
Second.
Austin?
Yep, I heard you. 10 foot to the eve.
Yep.
I'll have that, I can have that drawn up and just, you know, I'd appreciate it if you could do that. And if it looks gaudy or something, you know, when we get it drawn up, my wife is going to go for it anyway, so. We'll maybe run a nurse or talk.
So you have another check besides that.
It'll look good whatever we do there. I'd appreciate it if you do pass that through, that'd be great.
I'm sure it'll look good. It looks good now. So I'm sure it'll look good. Okay, so that's acceptable to you. I don't see any threatening conditions.
No, I don't think so.
Any discussion?
I'm satisfied.
Okay.
We need a second call.
Huh? I'll second the motion.
We need a second call.
You call the board, please.
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes. Okay.
You're all set, Nelson. What I will do is I'm going to be sending out a notice of decision to you that outlines what the resolution that was just passed, and you're welcome to start working on your drawing to get your building permit in.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
I appreciate your round of comments, too.
Okay.
Ron, thank you very much for your participation tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Am I done too?
Yep, you're all done too.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you, Nelson. All right, the meeting adjourned tonight.
Yes, we'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do we have a conflict with Thanksgiving?
It would be the night before.
I'm certainly not going to be in the so we won't have a minute for the meeting.
I will not be in town, unfortunately. Thank you.
I don't know of anything, but that doesn't.